This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new state audit says Colorado could improve how it enforces retail marijuana sales. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The audit says the Marijuana Enforcement Division didn't meet its goal to inspect new retail marijuana stores within their first year of operation. Auditors also said the state needs to more consistently cite stores for violations, like selling recreational cannabis to those under age 21. And auditors say the state could inspect stores more often that are considered at risk of violating the law, based on things like previous inspections or information received from law enforcement. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke in Denver on Monday. Garland spoke to a conference of the American Bar Association. He talked about work by the Department of Justice in helping Ukraine in its war against Russia.
War criminals will find no refuge in America.
Garland says his department is helping Ukrainians document the effects of the Russian invasion that might be important for potential war crime prosecutions. Denver will pay $25,000 to a man who refused to surrender his bear spray to police during protests in 2021. Having bear spray is legal, but police arrested Christopher Hewley when he refused to give it up during a protest against President Biden. The settlement adds to the millions of dollars paid out in police misconduct claims in Denver recently, many dating back to the 2020 George Floyd protests. There's more Colorado news in a few minutes. When the U.S. Supreme Court struck down affirmative action earlier this year, many prospective college students wondered how it will affect them. For some aspiring healthcare workers, that anxiety was amplified.
I am first generation. I am Latina. To not be able to put that important piece on there that has defined a very fundamental part of me does worry me.
There are concerns that the end of affirmative action will worsen health disparities in some communities. And there's more in about 15 minutes. A chance for rain again this afternoon along the Front Range. This is CPR News.